Radio Papesse intervista Andrés Serrano in occasione delle mostre a lui dedicate inaugurate il 14 ottobre al PAC di Milano. La musica che lega l'intervista è di Suenzi, pubblicata sotto licenza Creative Commons. L'album di Suenzi è scaricabile dalla netlabel selvaelettrica.com.
I have this show, this exhibition, this retrospective coming from Spain and, you know, opening at PAC this weekend. And PAC, you know, discovered that last year I went through my old negatives and I found many more images that I had never shown before. And so they decided that it would be a good idea to include 10 of them in this show to sort of, you know, to give a new perspective to the old work. For me, they're not very different, but they are different in the sense that they're brand new, and so there's a new shock. I feel that, you know, the morgue in the beginning was very much of a shock for many people, but, you know, they soon got used to it, and now, many years later, the pictures are very accepted, you know. But I think some of these pictures, because they're so new and they are strong, and they will be, if not shocking, they'll certainly be a revelation. There's one that I find very beautiful. It's a man who was stabbed to death. He died from stab wounds. And to me, even though it's sort of bloody, you could see his torso. You just see his torso. You know, to me, it looks like something out of an anatomy lesson from the 17th century when, you know, certain artists depicted, say, a doctor, you know, making an autopsy for the benefit of his students. And to me, this image reminds me of that. It looks very classical, but at the same time, it's very bloody. There's another one that also is very beautiful for me. It's someone whose head is covered in a white cloth, and yet they have stitches on their neck because they've had an autopsy, and then they were opened up. And because of the fact that the face and the lips are so so full, it almost reminds me of a Botero, you know, painting. You know, it looks very classical to me, and at the same time, it's also shocking because they are dead people. I find my work is most shocking to most people because of the fact that it's photographs. If they were painting, if I was painting the same exact images, people would take it for granted. It would become almost a cliche, and they would be accepted and you know, less difficult for people to take in. The fact that they're photographs and they're real is why it's sometimes difficult for people to look at them. I feel like I've used portraiture to convey ideas and obsessions, you know, and I use the portraiture in a dual role. First of all, it's a portrait of an individual, but many times it's also expressing ideas. For instance, when I did America a few years ago, which I did as a result of September 11th, you know, I tried to convey a sense of individuality with the people that I was photographing, but at the same time, I was also using these individuals as symbols. They were symbols of September 11th, they were symbols of the military, symbols of racism, symbols of terrorism, symbols of religion, symbols of poverty, you know, even symbols of the higher, you know, of celebrity, symbols of the rich and powerful. And so oftentimes my work, I feel, has another dimension. You see what you see, but also there's something else behind what you actually see. I've done a lot of what I wanted to convey in terms of the issues that I've explored. Now, there is a certain body of work that I would like to do, but I don't talk about it yet, and I don't do it until it's time for me to show at my gallery, Paula Cooper Gallery in New York. I'm at a point now where I don't like to do work unless I know why I'm doing it, and once I do it, I want to show it immediately. But this new series will be kind of portraits, but they will be also abstract, and I think for some people, provocative. What I found about September 11th, about the work I did in America, was that, you know, I feel like sometimes there's a sort of disappointment in the art world among certain people if I'm not being provocative. If I do portraits, it's not good enough. I have to do something else. And I find that very hypocritical. These are the same people who would never say to Cindy Sherman or to Richard Avedon when he was alive or to Annie Leibovitz, you know, why are you doing only portraits? These are only portraits. And yet for me, you know, it's not enough for me to do portraits sometimes in that. I have to be more provocative. And so, but for my new show, they will be provocative, but I won't do them until I need to. Even though I have an education in art or an art background, I never like to do art about art or make work about art. I like to do work about real issues and things not related to art because I like to do work that is accessible to everyone, especially to people who don't know much about art. But as far as my influences are concerned, you know, I've been highly influenced by Marcel Duchamp. I've always seen myself as a conceptualist with a camera rather than a photographer. I've also been very influenced by Luis Buñuel and other filmmakers like Federico Fellini. You know, my inferences sometimes and my references, it may not be specific to certain people, but also I feel a connection with religious artists from the Renaissance or even earlier. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, I was raised as a Catholic and I never thought about my Catholic upbringing. I stopped going to church about the age of 13 or so. And then it's only till years later as I started to become an artist that I found myself drawn to religion as a subject. And so, you know, I would say that my influences and interests, you know, are very varied and diverse. But at the same time, I try to be contemporary and I try to make art that everyone understands. When I was 19, 20, I worked in an advertising agency, and I couldn't decide if I wanted to be an art director or copywriter, and so they kind of let me do both and whatever I wanted to do. And I think what I learned most from advertising was the power of words, particularly when I was trying to write copy, you know, and the fact that you had to sell a product or an idea in a few words, you know, just a few words, especially with the headlines. And so I would say that is reflected in my use of titles. To me, you know, photograph or work of art, in my case, is not complete until I give it a title. And the titles are very important, you know, because they convey to the audience what the subject is many times. You know, as I said, even though I don't call myself a photographer, still I make photographs. And so I want the audience to know if they're looking at a white picture to know that it's a picture of milk, or if it's a red picture, it's a picture of blood. You know, I want the audience to know immediately what they're looking at, and also I want them to, you know, I want it to be almost like a sound bite, you know. And so certain pictures, you know, sometimes a photograph, you know, sometimes the title comes first and sometimes the photograph, I do the photographs first, but immediately I always think of the title immediately. You know, it's been very rare that I've ever done a photograph where I couldn't give it a title. It's almost like, you know, they go together. I feel that also my work is a reflection of the fact that I'm a product of America. And even though I don't embrace America's politics many times, still, you know, I reflect the social conditions. I reflect some of the concerns of people. And, you know, I've always felt like a people's artist, you know. That's why I said before that even though I have an education in art, I don't really like to make art about art. I like to use art in a way that I try to make a simple language, and I try to also make it my own language.
Radio Papesse è un progetto di Ilaria Gadens, Carola Haupt e Cristiano Maggi.